Slam poetry is an art form where social issues are battered about. A few slam poets are Christians, and you can invite them in for a public outreach or refer your non-Christian friends to their websites. Today, we visit again with a great one.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Overflow Today. I'm Joseph Hanford and we're with slam poet Phil Long today. And Phil, one of your poems is called Mad at a Myth. Why did you write that poem and what's it about?
Well, in 2008, in December, I was at the Individual World Poetry Slam in Charlotte as a competitor. I got in a slot that was empty. I didn't really qualify by normal means, but I spent 4 days in poetry competitions with some of the best poets in the country, and I noticed a trend. A lot of people mad at God, mad at Jesus, and very much working that into their poetry, and this anger with Jesus and anything to do with it. And I also noticed that most of them thought he was a myth. And so the irony of that struck me.
I know some of you are mad at Jesus, but if you ask me, it doesn't add up. I mean, I'm not that good at math, and I don't understand the Holy Trinity, but I took trigonometry 3 times before I could admit there was anything I would never understand completely. Like, how could you be so mad at a myth? No one holds grudges against Santa and the Tooth Fairy, or mythical beings like Thor and Zeus. When it comes to personal insult and injury, fictional hallucinations are never abused. But there's something about Jesus that invites your derision. And there's something about Jesus to force a decision. And you may blame religion or someone you know, but 2,000 years is enough time to consider his quid pro quo. So somewhere between the babbling baby in the manger and the bloody lamb on the cross, he must be making you crazy. Somewhere between turning water into wine and raising a last glass with friends, there must have been a moment when things weren't so hazy. Maybe it was that finger in the dust calling the bluff of a bunch of hypocrites ready to toss rocks at some party girl like a bunch of frat boys caught in a date rape trying to get rid of the evidence. But what could bother you about that? Or maybe it was that spit in the dust stirred into mud and rubbed into the eyes of a man too blind to see who wanted to see and then did see what you can't see, don't see, won't see. But somehow you still see red every time someone says he rose from the dead. This Jewish carpenter by day, king of the universe by night, born to vanquish evil and bring eternal life astride a white horse with his robe dripping blood, risen from the dead to save the world. I think you just might be upset he's taken so long, because everybody knows the world needs to be saved.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.